You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Well, another fashion week is behind us, and the grand looks on runway models will eventually trickle their way into shopping malls around the country. But how does a sample size 0 translate into a size 10? WNYC's Jenna Flanagan spent some time with the unseen models of the fashion world who make sure the new designs fit the rest of us.
Design, color, fabric, and a strong advertising campaign can all make a line of clothing appealing to the fashion-conscious buyer. But what makes it successful at the register?
A fit model can make or break your line.
Susan Levine knows. She's the owner of one of New York's premier fit modeling agencies.
MSA Models.
The fit models MSA represents are used in the final steps of the manufacturing process.
An expert fit model, or even an advanced fit model, knows the problems before they happen. They know how your sleeve should fit, how the material will react to the body, how the buttons should be, how the stitching should be, and that's what sells the garment.
Fitting a garment is no small feat. Designers and pattern makers work on paper or on a computer. But for a garment to be a hit, it has to work on a moving human body, like Kari Packin.
They want to find that live mannequin that moves, that sits down, that waves their hand, that tries to hail a taxi.
Packin uses her proportional size 8 frame to fit garments for several mid-priced national clothing chains. Companies that hire her don't fit clothes to her body. She provides an ideal middle size that they can grade up or down from.
So if, let's say, they fit on a size 0 all the time, you're not going to get exactly the built-in curve that you're looking for to go all the way up to a 16. At a size 8, you would imagine that you're generally in between the sizing.
Grading is an industry term for the difference between sizes. There's several points on the body where those gradings are made: the bust, the waist, the high hip, the low hip, the thigh, and even the bicep. Sizing from an 8 up to a 12 or down to a 2 may not yield that much of a difference in the garment. But what if you're sizing for up to a 20? That's where Tara Barbarino, a size 14, comes in. Barbarino says she gets work because of her technical design knowledge and her ability to critique the way clothes fit.
Obviously, inches have to be added in the width and the whatever, but sometimes we have to accommodate higher necklines, lower necklines, to actually make it look attractive on her, but still, you know, keep the integrity of the design.
As retailers begin to understand the purchasing power of plus-size women, Barbarino says larger size fit models are increasingly in demand. If customers find a designer who consistently makes clothes that flatter and fit them, they'll become loyal buyers. With more than 560 stores nationwide, when clothing store New York & Company chooses a design, they order tens of thousands of each piece. Technical designer Julie Koch says fit models are essential to help them get it right.
Just to fit all of your bottoms on one body type, you'd be missing body types and demographics. So we try to cover everything that's out there.
Both Barbarino and Packin consider themselves lucky to have found fit modeling, as it allows them to maintain a more traditional body type. But as MSA owner Susan Levine points out, not everyone can walk into her agency and get a contract as a fit model.
You have to work at your body proportion. You cannot change your weight at all. You constantly have to be the same thing. So a good fit model will exercise every single day.
Longevity is another point that sets fit modeling apart from the traditional image of the rail-thin runway model. If a fit model develops a thorough understanding of the purchasing needs of a company's clientele and has technical knowledge of garment construction, they may have a career that lasts decades instead of years. For WNYC, I'm Jenna Flanagan.